the 23rd day of July. We trust that you are up and about and moving around, and you're giving God praise in advance for what he's going to do, and you're thanking him for what he's already done. And we realize that we didn't have to be here, but I'm so glad that he's keeping us. And guess what? He's keeping us for a reason, for in him we do live, move, and have our being. And we understand clearly we are nothing without him, but we do know that with him we can do all things through the very Christ that strengthens us. So we want to encourage you today, even though it's gloomy on the outside and it's raining, to continue to let your light so shine and don't allow the rain to dampen your salt. Yeah, we talked a little bit about staying salty on Sunday and talked from that passage in Matthew's gospel about the importance of us being salt and being the light and letting our light shine in such a way that others might be able to see God moving and working in our lives. So we're encouraged today, in spite of everything that's already happened, God is yet keeping us. In spite of the tragic news that we see every day, God is yet sustaining us. So we have a right, a reason, and a responsibility to give him praise. Don't take this day for granted. Don't take an opportunity that God has bestowed upon you to be involved in his plan for this day. Use your light, use your salt, that others might be able to see God moving and working in your lives. And we give God the praise, honor, and all of the glory. I want to share a brief word with you from the gospel account of John, the 11th chapter and verse number 6. But before we go there, we want to have a word of prayer as we prepare for this time together. God, we're extremely grateful for this day, and we thank you for our lives. We thank you for your Spirit's abiding presence. We realize that in you we live, move, and have our being. And we pray now, the Lord, that you might allow our wills to align with your will for our lives, that we might be in tune with what you're trying to get done in and through us. We pray, the Lord, for forgiveness of our sins, and we ask that you would strengthen us where we're weak. And then, oh God, build us up where we're torn down. We pray, the Lord, for a mighty move of your Spirit in our lives, that you will ignite us and set us on fire to continue to move forward and to be who you've called us to be. We love you today. We honor you and we bless your name. We thank you for each person on this call and those who support this inspirational moment each Tuesday. And we pray for those who are yet struggling and straining and those who are bereaved today. There are so many people who are going through various issues in their lives. But God, we know you to be a healer. We know you to be a deliverer. And we know that all power is within your hands, and there's absolutely nothing too hard for you. So God, we know that if you just speak a word, that situations will change. If you just speak a word, lives will be changed. If you just, one touch from the Master will make everything all right. So touch somebody today, heal somebody, speak a word into somebody's situation today to give them what they need in order to continue to run on, to see what the end will be like. So we love you, we honor you, and we bless your name. Thank you for your keeping power. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Amen and praise God. Well, let me give you the playback number for those of you who are interested in hearing this message later. It's 605-475-3228. 605-425-3228. 475-3228. That's it. And so we're certainly grateful for your continued support. This inspirational moment, as we've already indicated, happens each Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we thank God for those who are on different time zones who are yet tuning in to be a part of this inspirational moment. Hopefully it give you a boost and help you get started for your day. Some of you are already out and about and moving around real good, having perhaps your second cup of coffee, but we praise God for your support and your participation. Well, there's a word found in the gospel account of John, a very familiar passage of scripture. I was going through some of my files and I found this little meditation from the Marketplace Meditations. The scripture reads, yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick. He stayed where he was 2 more days. You're familiar with this passage of scripture. On last night, Lady Kim and I talked about the process of what happens when we pray and how oftentimes the answer that we receive is may not be the answer that we are really expecting, and how many times God has to get something done in us to prepare us for what he yet has in store. And we get in such a hurry, we many times, if the truth be told, get bent out of shape because what we're asking God for doesn't happen in a timely fashion. So we have to trust the timing of God. Isaiah says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And so even as I thought about that conversation on last night in our Bible study, you know, this passage of scripture aligns with what we were talking about in terms of divine delays. That's what I want to call this little thought today, divine delays, because delays in our life are not always easy to handle or to reconcile in our minds. You would agree with me on that. And often when God does not answer our prayer in the time we think we should, when God does not answer our prayers in the time we feel he should, we assume many times, if the truth be told, that he doesn't care. But we know that God cares. We know that he's concerned. But such was the case with Lazarus when he became ill, and the Bible says that he died. Jesus, of course, was a friend to Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha. And Mary, you may recall, was the woman who had came and poured this very expensive ointment or perfume on Jesus' feet and wiped it with her hair. You remember that story, don't you? And so when Jesus delayed and did not show up for 2 days, somebody say 2 days, for 2 days, Lazarus was already dead. And he did not show up for 2 days. And so when Jesus did finally show up, Martha had an attitude. As a matter of fact, she shamed Jesus by saying, if you would have come earlier, he would not have died. She implied that he didn't care enough to come when she sent for him. And it was a matter of priority for Jesus, not a lack of love. And sometimes we get in such a way where when we don't get the answer that we anticipated in the time that we expected to happen, many times we get an attitude with God, and oftentimes we turn our backs on God and we walk away from the gospel. We get mad because others are being blessed and we see how God is moving in their lives. And then we look at our situation and we don't see any movement. And so we get upset and we shame God, just as happened in this case with Martha. She shamed Jesus and said to him, if you had come when I told you to come, then our brother would not have died. You have a relationship with him. You know our family. You know the situation that we are in. And how dare you not show up when we wanted you to show up? Well, here it is, because I'm almost finished. This is in John, the 11th chapter, verse number 6. You're familiar with this passage. Oftentimes, God has to delay his work in us to accomplish something for his purpose that can be achieved only in the delay. Let me say that again. I say, oftentimes, here it is, God has to delay his work in us to accomplish something for his purpose that only can be achieved when it's in a delay. God sometimes puts us in the incubator of awaiting. God sometimes has to do something in us for us to fully appreciate and for us to fully embrace the blessing that he yet has in store. Jesus had to let Lazarus die in order for this miracle that was about to take place to have full effect. Isn't that interesting? If he had simply healed the sick man, the impact of this miracle would not have been as newsworthy as him being dead for some 4 days. And this was perhaps one of Jesus's, and maybe Jesus's greatest public relations act of his whole ministry, if we use it in a modern day vernacular. And so what happened here is that many of us do not realize that that was the key to this whole story. It was what happened in the next chapter, not in the 11th chapter, but what happened in the 12th chapter of John. And I hope that you will read it, because many people, the Bible says, because they had heard that he had given this miraculous sign, or this sign when he went out to meet, they went out to meet him because they had heard about what he had did with Lazarus. And so the Pharisees, the Bible says, over in the 12th chapter, 18 and 19, they began to get upset, and they were frustrated. They were talking about, without raising Lazarus from the dead, there would be no crowds to cheer him on. And when Jesus came into Jerusalem, you know, on that Palm Sunday, the crowds were cheering him on and saying, "Hosanna, blessed be the one that cometh in the name of the Lord." You know, none of that would have happened. The crowds would not have been as extensive had he not performed this miracle that happened in the 11th chapter. So what are you saying? I'm saying that God often sets the stage so that his glory is revealed through the events that he orchestrates. Not what we orchestrate, but what he orchestrates. He did it with Moses and Pharaoh. You remember that. Allowing delay after delay for release of the Israelites from Egypt. He did it with Abraham and Sarah for the promised child, Isaac. Y'all remember that. Sarah had a baby way past time of childbirth for God to demonstrate his power. God did it in your life, and he did it in my life. Many of the things that we have asked God to do and the things that we have been praying for, God sometimes holds up the thing that we need the most until we're ready for what he's trying to do in our situation. The delays, I believe, provide the necessary preparation for the greater glory that God wants to receive. So here it is, my brothers and sisters. Don't take the delays lightly. He is indeed an on-time God. He may not come when you want him to, but we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's always right on time. So don't question what God is doing, but trust the timing of God in your situation and in your circumstance. Do not faint and grow weary and place God in a situation of you being upset with him and mad and angry. But God sometimes puts us in what we call holding patterns so that he can get us ready for what he is trying to get done in our lives. God knows the purpose for his delays. Faint not, hold on. I believe that the greater glory is going to come through what you've been patiently waiting God to do. Divine delays will happen, but know that God is yet in control. Let's pray. God, we thank you again for this day, and thank you for our lives. We thank you for this reminder found in John's gospel about divine delays. Many times we find ourselves in holding patterns and we don't completely understand what you're trying to get done in our lives and in our situation. We realize just from hearing this story that many times you're trying to get something done in us to prepare us for what you yet have in store. And we know that you're going to receive the greater glory if we but yet remain faithful. So God, for that person who has a prayer on the line and they haven't received the answer yet, for that person who's angry and upset that others around them are being blessed and they see evidence of your power in the lives of others and they're a little frustrated because you haven't shown up in their situation, give them the strength that they need to know that you are yet haven't forgotten about them and that the delays in our lives are not always easy to handle or to reconcile in our mind, but you have promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You said you'd be with us always, even until the end, and we know that you're working on our case. So we love you today, we honor you, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and praise God. The playback number is 605-475-3228. Certainly grateful for each of you on the call today, those of you who will hear this message by playback. And look, don't forget now, as you make your way, keep those spiritual antennas up. I believe God's going to position you to be a blessing to somebody else. And we're encouraging the members of ATOP with the challenge to invite at least 3 to 5 people, if as many as 10, to come and worship with us this Sunday. This weekend, we have a very exciting prayer breakfast on Saturday that's going to take place at 9 a.m. at the church. Lady Kim is going to be the preacher for that, and we'll have various people praying. If you want to come, we encourage you to come, and you can get tickets Saturday morning. The address is 3939 Riverdale Road, right here in the city of Memphis, Tennessee. So we hope that we will see you then. All right, until next time, be blessed.